latest bulletin just received moments ago, civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers. Medical authorities have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murder.
Welcome to Bad Girls Die First,
a horror podcast from two women who know their place in a slasher flick. I'm Kara.
And I'm Erin, and we want to welcome you to our very not spoiler-free podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love connecting with our listeners, and you can find us on social media at Bad Girls Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
If you enjoy the podcast, you can share it with your friends, leave us reviews on social media, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/badgirlspodcast.
I wonder if there was a design mood board for the ruins.
What was on it? Like
pumpkin vines everywhere?
Pumpkin vines.
Someone went to Michael's and bought all the vines.
It was so distracting because I was just like, those look like shitty fake vine decor. And they were, like, vaguely pot leaf shaped, and I was just like, it's like an 18-year-old went to Spencer's and was like, oh my god, this is how I'm gonna decorate my room now. These are gonna look so good with my black light. Like, I'm just like...
Listen, the budget went to body horror, okay?
Yeah. It was fine. The CG was fine. It's not like they didn't try to do well with the vines. They tried to do too much, but with like the actual body horror, they didn't really like. I didn't feel like they tried to do more than they were capable of doing. You know what I mean? Like it looked fine.
I originally went to go see this, the ruins. Are we talking already?
Yeah, because sure.
I don't even know anymore. Oh, cool. Yeah. Are we doing this? Action. No. I want to say this was one of the first movies that I made John go with me to when we had started dating again. So it's really a testament to his good faith that he's still with me. Because, of course, I like this movie at the time. But he couldn't stand it. He's like, this is the dumbest fucking movie. And I'm like, but listen, you know, you're like a movie person just in general when you're trying to rationalize a movie called The Ruins. And up until this point, and the reason this is the time when I would go with my cousins, Amanda and Amy, to Mexico. To Miss Maloya in Puerto Vallarta, which is not in the same area as Cancun. It's it's still near the equator though. And like get into some shit. Like Miss Maloya is a jungle. It's an actual jungle. And so a lot of people are like, where are you in the fucking Amazon? It's like, no, a lot of Mexico is a jungle.
Yeah. Central America. Like I told Kirsten she needed to put this on a list of hers. Well, she, I don't think she's watched it yet, but she put Toombot on there too. But she has this list on Letterboxd called Plantsformation. You know, and the description says, you know, that thing of really specific body horror where people turn into plants? I'm taking suggestions. So I told her she needed.
I have one for her. Troll 2.
That's already on here.
Oh, good.
Troll 2, good. Annihilation, Creepshow, The Fountain, Toombud, In the Tall Grass, and Midsommar. Yeah. Oh my god, I can't believe she doesn't have the Blair Witch on here. Wait, so did you go do, what stupid shit did you go do in the jungle?
Oh, yeah, so Miss Maloya is where... Okay, so... Amy is like super in my cousin Amy, not ruins Amy. My cousin Amy has been going there for a very long time. We have her aunt bought a condo a long time ago. And so she speaks Spanish. I mean, I do, but not as well as she does. And she's like super into everything. So we wanted to go like photo adventure. And in, and if you don't know, I wrote a series of books. And that series of books, one of them takes place in Miss Malloy, because that's where I was and that's where I was inspired to write it. And so I was kind of like trekking through all this. I wanted to go see some of the houses, how they were set up, the cliff situation, so to speak, because when you're an action writer, you just want to see what people can jump off of and how cool it would look. And how feasible it is, because I do care about that. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. And so there's this old movie. Well, first off, Predator was shot there. A lot of people don't know. Miss Malloy. It was shot in the jungle of Mexico. So I wanted to see some of those areas. And there was also this really old movie called Night of the Iguana that was shot there. And so the old sets are still kind of there being overtaken by the jungle. And there's this old, I have some pictures, so I have to dig them up. Old, they put like this big statue of an iguana there. For, I can't remember if it's for the movie or not, but it's about really big iguanas. It, there are a lot of iguanas. They fall from trees onto you. That's what happened to me, and I will not go back. No, so we were tracking through this forest of weeds and vines and whatever, trying to make it to this cliffside so I could take a picture of like a cove. Mm-hmm. First off, you're off the path. That's one of the rules that I'm breaking, because you don't do that. The road was right there though, so I was like, well, we're kind of close and I can hear the traffic, so I'm good, right? But no, I fell. I stepped into something. I fell into a bunch of like vines and weeds, and they like immediately like wrap themselves around you, and it's like a really it's like a panic moment where you're like, it's how I'd imagine somebody stepping right into quicksand feel. Oh, like, thought quicksand was going to be a bigger problem when I was adult. Nope, fine. And so it was just like, and it was only up to like my upper thigh, but I was still like, oh my god, get me the fuck out of here. And then you start seeing everything, like in that moment, I kind of froze, and then I saw like all these lizards everywhere, and I'm like, "Oh my god, where the fuck are we?" Iguanas, lizard. I don't know if they were like baby iguanas or they just lizard. I don't know the fuck they were, but they were like these little small things just like skittering everywhere. And I'm like, you know what? Sometimes some shots aren't worth it. So we like backtracked and then went around a little bit, and I found like a better shot. Anyway, so like, okay, maybe we just don't need to go too crazy. I know, it's really, yeah, we should go there. It's really, I love Mexico. A lot of people, like, the minute I'm posting, like, you know, before when I'd use Facebook, but the crazies ran me off. I would post, like, hey, I'm going to Mexico. And somebody would just immediately be like, oh my god, be careful. You know how like their government is horrible and their cops are corrupt and there's just drug lords running everything. What? And I'm just like, god, guys.
Where do you think we live?
Like, always. There was, right? I'm like, as opposed to our capitalist dystopian fucking horror film that we're living in? Like, what the fuck? So yeah, I was like, no, I love Mexico. I really love Puerto Vallarta and Miss Malloya. The condo is in Bucerías, and I've visited many times. I have had many conversations with many a local. They're all awesome. I have had conversations with the Sinaloa. You know, because it's an economy down there.
What did you say? I'm like, writing a book. Can you tell me about your drug cartel?
Kind of. I was just like, so like, tell me some like myths versus facts. Oh, all facts, by the way. Yeah, chainsaws, dismemberment.
You're just casually talking to a member of a murderous drug cartel
in a bar run by two gay dudes. I spoke to a Sinaloa drug.
Anyway, group. Mexico ruins, vines from Michaels.
Yes. Yeah, so this the ruins. Yes, but this movie The Ruins was released in 2008. And it's basically about a group of American tourists who are in Cancun. And they befriend some other tourists, German and Greeks, whatever, and decide to go. They caught wind of some cool things to go explore that's not like so touristy. Yeah, right away, no. So they want to go check this out. And it was directed by Carter Smith, and it was written by Scott B. Smith, who also wrote the novel, which I did read a while ago, and so I just...
Was it better than the movie?
Yeah, it was a lot more detailed, for sure, and there was definitely some differences. But Scott B. Smith also wrote A Simple Plan, and so they had adapted that to the book, and he adapted both The Ruins and A Simple Plan to screenplays.
That's the movie with Blake Lively.
A Simple Plan has Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of something else. A Simple Favor.
Oh, A Simple Favor. Yes, I like that one too. That's definitely a different movie, though. Definitely not written by this guy. Anyway, The Ruins stars Sean Ashmore from Frozen fame and X-Men fame, and he's been on a lot of shows lately. I've seen him in The Rookie, I've seen him on The Boys, so he's still doing some stuff, and I've always enjoyed him and his brother Aaron. Yeah, he's a twin that, like, you really can't, it's really hard to tell the difference.
I can't tell them apart.
I can't at all. And like, when you're acting, you already aren't yourself, really. So it's like, yeah, what the fuck is this?
No, I never know which one it is. It's like the, I can tell the O'Connell brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because they have...
O'Connell, yeah.
O'Connell, you mean Jerry and what's it?
Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot tell the London brothers apart very well. Like, no. I mean, maybe I could now, but I don't watch anything that... I haven't seen them in anything, but like... When they were younger, I could not tell them apart very well.
Yeah. And that one kid, well, now he's not a kid, but his name always escapes me, but he was in, he's Jughead, and he has the twin brother, and they were the kids from Friends, and since they only played one at a time on Friends, like, I could never tell. Like,
yes.
What fucking show am I talking about? Jughead, Archie, what do they call it, though?
Riverdale.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? My head was going through a
few things. Cole Sprouse is the one who plays Jughead. And then there's the other one. Dylan, yes. No, Dylan is Dylan the one that's Jughead?
No, Cole.
Okay, that's what I thought. We have the same birthday.
Oh, nice. So that's our twin segment on this episode.
Anyway, this movie
this movie also stars Jenna Malone.
Some other people who are not twins.
Yeah. Jenna Malone has been acting since she was a kid as well. And she's a good actress. She does really play the bitchy type.
She really does.
Character very well.
She does.
Innocent, but kind of an asshole.
She got a bitchy face. I mean, I just...
Yeah, bitch face. I like her.
I understand, you know? Like, I get it.
Bitch face. Jonathan Tucker. I first saw him in a movie that scared the shit out of me called Sleepers.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It's also a book. The book is very graphic. But yeah, he's also a child. Started when he was young. Laura Ramsey. What was she in that you like?
She was in She's the Man.
Oh.
With Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum.
Nice. God, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
It's so good. I think she's been in some other stuff, but that's definitely what I recognized her from.
Yeah. And then Joe Anderson is in this, and he's in a lot of movies. He's in The Gray, Across the Galaxy.
Yeah, he, I was trying to figure out what I knew him from also, and I don't remember.
Hannibal.
Yes.
He was in Hannibal for an episode or two.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's, well, and it doesn't really matter, though, because you can't see who he is. He's who they replaced Michael Pitt with, but it was after that character slices his face up. So when he's in Hannibal, he's in like bandages and then in like a mask thing, like you don't see his face. But that other guy, Jonathan Tucker, was also in Hannibal.
Oh yeah, Jonathan Tucker's in so much stuff. And like, okay, so I know he's a really nice guy because he's friends with Doug Richardson. But he bugs me.
He's
for
terrifying.
Some reason.
He looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, he is really scary. Like,
he played a serial killer on Hannibal.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And he did a really good Loki Lai Smith in American Gods for the second that he did that. And he was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that remake. So he will play those heroic type roles. And I can't ever quite, it doesn't exactly sell me. And so that's why there's kind of like a disjoint when I'm watching The Ruins where I know I'm supposed to like trust this guy. But then like the character isn't super put together. So it bugs me. And I'll get into that. But overall, I really do like the cast. And I, this movie is a very simple movie.
It's very,
I like that.
Yeah.
So, it's also easy to make fun of, but I do appreciate this movie. So the couples and then that's in the book too. I won't reference the book a lot until in something like clicks when I remember it. But it's what's the Jeff and Amy are the one couple, and then Stacy and Eric are the other couple. And they're on vacation and they're drinking a lot. As one does in Mexico. God. I swear, I am not a huge drinker. I get to Mexico, I am downing beers like from noon to fucking like into the night. Okay. I don't know what it is. And it's always Dos Equis for some reason because I'm fucking white. but it's, I don't know. It's, I get it. It's meant to like kind of establish their characters a bit, but you can like right away I just don't like Amy. And I just don't like you. And if I could like reimagine this movie for a second, I would definitely have the Stacy character be the stronger character.
Yeah.
That survives.
Yeah.
That's just me. And I do remember in the book that the Stacy character was kind of the more promiscuous one that would cheat. So not that super matters.
Yeah.
Cause in the movie, it just kind of seemed like this like thought that let's just make the Amy character a little bit shitty or something.
Well, it was weird because like, and again, this is like looking at situations that these like very, well, I guess he's in med school, so maybe they're like 24 or something, but like, these situations that are in these like early 20s kids, like looking at those from the point of view of being like almost 36 and going, you know, like she had a shitty attitude, but like I didn't see her as like, I don't think that she wanted to cheat on her boyfriend. I think she was really drunk and he left her there. Not that that's a reason to cheat on someone, but like, why did you leave her there? Like, I don't know. There were just a lot of decisions were made that I was like, none of y'all need to be judging each other.
But this stuff happens. Yeah, this shit happens though when you're on like a high school trip or college trip, whatever. Like, and some of them kind of go really wrong where, you know, you see it on the news. Like, what was that? One chick who just disappeared in Aruba or whatever.
Stacy.
But like
Natalie Hallowell or something.
But
like
yeah,
that.
Like so that's like, you know, you can read it in the news here and there. It's like, you know, I just left my friend at the bar. Now
I would never
dead.
Do that.
You know? And I can say that I have been like, I have dealt with aggressive drunks like that, so I will leave them because I'm like, sure. I can't fucking do this. If I'm going to try to get you to, you know, close out your tab and get in the fucking car so you can go vomit in there or whatever, and you don't do it and you're starting to be like abusive towards me, then like, first off, I need new friends, which I did, but like there's a problem there. And so I personally have probably been in that situation where I'm like, forget it then, but not in another country for sure.
Yeah.
I would not do that. I would make sure something, I would get somebody to help me. I would something like, I don't just leave a drunk, a really, really, really fucking drunk chick on the beach to just go to sleep or whatever. They meet this German guy who's like, hey, my friend, what was this, his brother that went the day before and didn't come back? And he's like, so I want to go check it out. I'd be like, hey, maybe you should call the cops.
They're like, don't know where it is. All they have is this drawn map. They don't have a guide. It was just so many decisions that, like, and I know that this is like the basis of so many horror movies. It's like people making bad decisions. But like, these were like, like really like stupid decisions. Like these were very just decisions that I would not think twice about. Like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, if it's somewhere that's kind of like safe, that's like, you know, off road, but it's like place that people go off road a lot, you know what I mean? Like, fine. Or if I have a paid guide that is taking me there, you know. But I'm not going to fucking go that far into the jungle in this truck, and then this dude is just going to leave. And then how are you getting back?
Especially when the taxi driver basically said, no, this place is no good.
Yeah.
Like, if a local taxi driver told me that, it'd be like, you're right.
Yeah, if the locals say you shouldn't go there, then don't go there.
And Mexico kind of does have a bad rap for the taxi drivers wanting to kind of swindle you or take you somewhere that you shouldn't go. And for the most part, that's not super accurate. Like, they're just nice people and they want to make money. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen in other countries too. But like, if overall you should have like your set, like, I need to go here, I want to go here, please take me there. But don't like, if you're not sure where you're going and you just have a fucking map in another country, like, maybe think, rethink it. But the Jeff character was like, don't you want to see like cool stuff? And the Amy character is a photographer. So I can get that.
She did not want to go though. And I was like, she's like, hungover. Yeah, I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Trekking through the jungle with a horrible hangover. Like I was like,
in flip flops, which I've also done, by the way, but I shouldn't have. It was the worst.
Bad shoes. They didn't have on good clothes for that. I don't think.
No, white. Why were they wearing so much white?
Why were they wearing long sleeves?
Oh, it's so humid down there.
I just think about the sun and the bugs and like.
It might have been just like this. Designed like that to make you uncomfortable, because as I was watching it, I'm like, I'm just uncomfortable watching these people like ill-equipped to deal with a jungle,
ill-equipped to deal with like any kind of hiking situation at all. I was just like,
yeah, ill-equipped to leave the resort, stay in the fucking resort.
Why do you only have two bottles of water?
Yeah, because they were only going to go there for an hour or whatever. No first aid kit, no packs, no. Now, the people that went before them, rest in peace, were prepared. They had backpacks, they had tents, they had, they had all this shit. And like, people had, I don't know, I was just like, so basically the brother went there to actually camp out, and then he was just going to find his brother.
Yeah. Well, why did the brother even go there? He just wanted to see the ruins?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's just like...
Is this a treasure situation?
Treasure. Yes.
I can't remember.
Well, maybe, because it was set up. It was set up like a fucking dig.
I can't remember what...
There's a fucking generator there for some reason.
I like, can't remember why it was that they were going, why the brother went out there. But.
Yeah, because he said at the beginning, and I've seen this a few times, so I should know that, but I don't. But yeah, so they were prepared, except they couldn't find additional water. I don't know what went on there. But like, if I'm going hiking, like, even if I'm a tourist, and like we do this in Mexico, we'll, you know, get on with the guided tours or whatever, or just drive around in the city. And I have like a messenger bag purse, and I have like a huge thing of water in there and like another bottle.
Yeah.
Because first off, don't drink the water in Mexico is unfortunately true, because that's true anywhere. You're not, your body isn't used to water in another country. It's not to say anything's bad with that water. You just shouldn't drink it, because there's different, you know, microorganisms and shit in different countries' water. So it was just bugging me. Like, the survivalist, like, brain in me was just like, why are you going so ill-equipped?
Yeah.
Like, even if you thought that you were just going to go to another town and look around or something, you still, like, bring, you know, more than a purse.
Right.
If you're in another country, I don't know.
And going along with a stranger who you met while you were drunk the night before.
He almost kissed or whatever.
You know, like, I'm fine with, like, I didn't know if she even remembered that, to be honest. Like,
no, she was pretty drunk.
Like, I don't know.
She was a level of drunk that there was no way I would be going on this excursion the next day.
Hell no.
There's no way I could. I physically would not be able to do it, even at 22.
Yeah, no. I
definitely couldn't do it now, but even at 22.
I have to sleep for like a week.
Oh, yeah. And like, so, and here's where the boyfriend character really does bug me, because he is supposed to be the leader, the leader figure or whatever, that's kind of telling, you know, guiding people to go here or there, whatever. I'm in med school, I'm in charge, whatever. he's bossy and like weirdly manipulative to try and get her to go. Like, obviously she doesn't want to go. Either you go or just leave her alone, or stay there and take care of her like a fucking human being.
Right.
You know, you can come back to Mexico at some point. There's whatever the fucking Illinois area you're from, you can do another trip.
Yeah.
And it always bugs me if characters are so incompassionate towards, and I get it. It's not going to be a movie if they go this route. I understand that. But at the same time, like, sometimes just throw a little bit of compassion into the dialogue.
Yeah, so, I just...
And then he's like, well, I'll stay here and take care of you. And then she's like, no, I know that you really want to see this, and it does sound cool, so I'm going to do it. You know, like, stuff like that. It's just little switches that a writer can put in there that makes it just a little bit more humanistic and, like, likable.
Yeah.
So now I don't like either of these characters because of the way that they're talking to each other.
Well, and neither, they clearly don't want to be in a relationship together. Like,
no.
They're the terrible couple. Like,
the worst. They're so calling it in, phoning it in, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, calling it in. I guess we could go to Cancun together. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, I just... Yeah, and this whole, I get really hung up on, like, going weird places with strangers, because I'm so, like, when it comes to, like, other people, I'm so risk averse, and I, like, don't trust anyone.
I don't trust a goddamn person. Trust is, you know what, I just watched Loki, and he had the best fucking trust line, even though it's Loki, and but I identify with his douchebaggery on some level. There's, like, trust is for something in dogs. Like, it was, like, children and dogs or something. I don't know. Like, so fucking... I was like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally get the, like, meeting new people on vacation. That's fun or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
You meet new people, and then you have brunch with them the next day. Or maybe you go to the beach together. Or maybe go on, like, a guided hike or something. You don't
trip
off into the middle of the fucking jungle where you don't know where you're going with somebody you met while you were drunk. Like, what if you don't have anything to talk about at the very least? Like,
and at the very worst, it's a fucking murderer. that's taking you for organ harvesting or whatever the fucking black market shit hostile environment this guy has going on. And that's what I immediately think of. I'm like, I could combine the ruins and hostel and make a fucking great movie. But anyway, like, so on the flip side of this is Stacy and Eric. Stacy's her name, right? Yeah. Yes. Whom I like. Yeah. That's the couple that I trust. That is the couple that's funny. They kind of have a bit of like, they're really into each other.
Yeah, they look like they like each other.
Yeah, they're super, they have like not only a fun relationship, but just like that closeness. And so in that respect, the writing's really good because you have this shitty couple and this really cool couple, and they're going to go survive in a dire situation. Great, I'm on board, you know? But the Eric character for sure was just the entire time like, what the fuck? And I respect that.
Yeah.
Like, he was calling people out. He was, but no one would. He was like the, you know, that the guy that probably knew the most, but no one would listen to. So, and I sympathize. I have empathy for that character.
So they get to the ruins.
Oh, this is where the book, sorry. The book does go into detail where they were told, like, if they go too far, they'll hit a Mayan village, and that means that they've passed it or something. And they actually get to that village and, like, look around. And so that's why the people are kind of alerted to the fact that they're there, and the kids follow them back to the ruins. And then they go and they tell the men that there's people around the ruins. But I was like, even if tourists are anywhere around these ruins, you think they'd have some, like, they're so protective of this.
Which is what happened, right? Like, they got there and there's these guards or whatever, basically. Yeah.
They immediately ride in on horses.
And then that's why I was like, there are people with guns telling you not to go over there. How about you don't go over there?
How about step away? And even if there's a language barrier.
That fucking dude whose brother was like, I would just be like, you go. Like, I don't fucking know you. I don't know your brother. I'm not responsible for you. If you want to go past these dudes with the guns, have at it. I am going to stay here and not do that.
Right. You're like, I will call somebody, but it's not going to be me. I am not a Tomb Raider. I'm not that person. So, but if I were standing there and men rode up with guns, I would, you know, shit my pants first. And then I'd be like, put, you know, immediately hands up, just like, what do you want? And then like try to walk towards them. I mean, there's a lot that's kind of probably going through their heads of what it could be, like, you know, they stumbled into, like, you know, a drug area or, you know, like all this stuff. So I like, I get that the guy's looking for his brother. So they're trying to be like, hey, ask him about your brother or something like that, but there it's just so like chaotic where I'm like, just sit on the ground, hold up your hands and just wait for them to do something. Just wait for them to come to you. Like, that's what you do. But instead they're moving, they're twitching, they're like yelling at each other. Right. And then and Amy's taking fucking pictures. Fucking stop it.
That'd be like the last thing that I would be worried about if a group of people that I'm with are being confronted by a bunch of people with guns and like bows and arrows. Like,
My first thought would be that they don't want me to have that fucking camera, so I'm gonna put it away or behind me. But no, so she steps into the vines trying to get her shot. Idiot. And immediately turns from them trying to get them away from the ruins to them ushering, like, not letting them leave. They want them to go up. And that is accented when they think it's about the camera, which makes sense. So when the guy, the other Dimitri dude that no one really knows what the fuck he's there for, takes her camera and tries to give it to the people, he gets killed because he's going towards the people and they don't want him to touch her because he stepped in the vines too. And they're not getting that, though. You, as a viewer, understand that this is what's going on most likely, but they don't understand. Up into the ruins they go, onto the ruins, I should say.
Yeah, I was very misled about this movie. I really thought that they were going to be in the ruins, but there was very little being in the ruins. It was just being, like, on top.
Now, the parts that were inside the ruins were terrifying. I'm yelling at these characters all throughout this movie at this point. Because it had been a while since I had watched it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot they did this dumb shit. So they get to the top, and they're surveying everything. Obviously, they're trying to figure out what's going on, because obviously somebody had been up there. There's the backpacks and the setup. And like a mining shaft, almost like a makeshift mining shaft. And immediately they start hearing a phone, because one of the, you know, whoever was there last had a phone. So it's coming.
I hate this so much.
It's down in the ruins. They hear a phone. They have to go get it, because of course I would, because none of their phones. Well,
they think it's
obviously
what's his name's brother's phone.
Right. Because he had a satellite phone or whatever. And so immediately they just strap this German guy onto the rope to lower him down. Didn't check the rope at all. Didn't check it. It's sitting out in the sun on top of these ruins. Let's not check that rope at all. Okay, so maybe I am being very rational, like thinking when I'm watching a movie, where if I'm in this situation, I wouldn't be thinking of these things. I'd just be panicking, which is very, very possible, whatever. But at the same time, when I am panicking, I overthink. So I'm going to overthink that fucking rope. So yeah, the rope snaps and that guy falls almost to his death. Not quite, but enough to break his back so he can't feel his legs. Great.
I just...
A lot happens in this like 10-minute period.
Right?
And this is a very quick movie. Like there's not a lot of downtime. There's just,
no, it's like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah, and it's exponentially just shit happens.
And it's not a very complicated story. Like, we don't ever get, like, any kind of lore or backstory or really anything like that. It's just...
Yeah, it's like maybe lines of dialogue here and there. Like, these things have had to have been here a long time because whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've been containing this a long time. Yeah, so basically it's like these villagers are in charge of keeping everybody away from the ruins. They're doing a real bad job at it, though, because at this point, it's like three different groups have managed to build a mining shaft on top of these ruins and bring a generator. Oh, and this is where I really started disliking Amy, even like I was already there, but where they like, so the guy breaks his back because he fell and they're like, now we'll check the rope. and we have to lower one of the women down because you're lighter and we're stronger or whatever rationalization was there. I'll allow it because I don't have a lot of upper body strength. Okay.
Like, we got to turn the handle.
And so Amy's like, you could just see it on her face. She's like, I don't want to go down there. I can't go down there. I'm not going to, like, she's just like, no, there's no way I'm going down there. So she's just like kind of this whiny person at this point, because she doesn't understand what's going on. She's like, I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
But Stacy goes down to check on Matthias.
They weren't saying Matthias, were they? Okay, good.
But they lower her down there and she immediately cuts her knee because the rope wasn't long enough, so she had to like jump down the rest of the way or something.
Yeah.
She, like, immediately cuts her knee, and anytime someone gets a cut, like, when they're out in the wild, I'm just like, that's gonna get infected.
Yeah,
just immediately. So, that's all I can think about is, that's gonna get infected. You didn't bring first aid, like, that's gonna get infected. You should have first aid, you should have alcohol. You had a lot of alcohol. Why didn't you bring any of that with you?
We clearly have too much anxiety to even watch horror movies.
That's like the biggest thing for me. Like, I don't know why, but every time I'm watching a movie and there's any kind of like isolation scenario like that and someone gets a cut or something, that's all I can think about is just like, it's dirty. Your wound is getting dirty. You're going to lose your hand. This is Yeah, you're gonna die. Like, what are you doing? Probably just because that is, like, the easiest thing to happen. Not necessarily sepsis and death, but, like, it's not hard for a cut to get infected. And so every time I see that, I'm just like, put a bandage on it. Do something with it.
Well, that's, like, kind of why I don't prefer body horror, because that's all I'll think about.
I don't prefer body horror at all.
I respect what's going into the visuals there about, and like, people who like body horror, that's cool, but like, all I think about is like that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yep, that's it.
Well, and then they make the stupid thing, the like litter, or what's it called, the thing that they put him on.
Oh, like a backboard. Well, at this
gurney.
Point, oh, a gurney, yeah, but it, yeah, backboard gurney. So, but at this point, they're trying to put that together. While they're trying to put that together, Amy decides that she's just going to try and go talk to these people that have killed Dimitri again.
She can't speak their language.
Yeah, she's like, but she's freaking out in her own anxiety.
They're like, don't you know some Spanish? And I'm like, they're speaking Mayan. They're not speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, that's an older dialect. Yeah, you're not gonna. Yeah, there's a definite language.
It's an indigenous language.
And
they're not speaking like Spanish at all.
No, it's not. It's their own language that's old as fuck. You're not gonna get through to them. Yeah, it's like anthropologists go in there and study that. You know, like, you're not one. And so that's the moment where they figure out it's the vines, because she goes down there and she starts getting real pissed at them, and so she throws some of the vine towards them, and it hits like this random little kid,
and then they just
and
kill
so
him.
And so they just kill a little kid. So Amy has now killed a child. Just piling on the trauma. The mom was right there. That was tough to watch, and I totally forgot that that happened. I'm like, oh shit. That's not fun.
Well, they put the thing down there, and Amy and Stacy are gonna lift him, which I'm just like, so many other ways to do what they did. I was just like,
oh yeah, it was just like,
put it down next
of, like,
to
logic
him, and then slide, like, gently, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just imagining this dude has a broken back, and then they just picked him up from either end.
Yeah, and broke it way the fuck more.
Yeah!
And you know what? It's in dialogue, they acknowledge their stupid decisions, which...
Sure.
So I'll give it the movie credit for that. Like, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
like, no
shit.
Fucking shit. But that was a hard situation anyway. I don't even think the gurney could reach the bottom.
Yeah.
And that was the problem.
Well,
and, so,
and the other,
like,
thing is, one of those dudes should have gone down also. Like,
yeah. But the little woman couldn't. They weren't strong enough.
Well, like, you need three people, because if they'd had three people,
yeah,
then someone could have, like, supported his,
yeah,
like, butt and lower back at least. It still is not ideal. But, like, at least you wouldn't be picking him up like this. Nobody can see me, but like,
shake it up.
What are you doing?
River with the assist.
Yes. Yeah, just...
No. Yeah. No.
But and then is that can... when they hear it, they see the flower, they realize that it's the flower that's ringing.
No. So. No. No. Yeah, we haven't even gotten to that part yet. Like. God damn it. Well, that's funny too, because, like, well, I forgot at the beginning of this movie there is a scene where a woman is sitting in the dark, obviously distressed and dirty, and clutching a phone. So it's not without the outside of the realm to think that that's the phone that they're hearing, you know. So, and she gets, like, she disappears into the darkness, and,
right,
you know, that's the opening of the movie. And so, yeah, they get, what's his name again?
Mateus.
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 Out of, Mateus.
Mateus.
M, out.
M. Matt.
Matt. Good old Matty. What? Yeah. So they get him out, and he's fucked up. Like,
oh, yeah.
He needs a hospital yesterday.
Yeah.
And that, so that sucks because, like, if this were a real situation, you'd just be like, well, do we just put him out of his misery now? Because there's no fucking way that, you know.
Well, what's his name was like, well, somebody's gonna come find us tomorrow.
Right, yeah, like, we're Greeks, Americans on vacation. We don't just disappear.
Yeah, I was like...
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, actually, Americans disappear all the time, dude. That's not even a
thing. Right, and you're on, like, you're not on the map. Like, you're
in the jungle.
He had to draw on a map where you were, like...
You broke the cardinal rule of not telling anyone where you're going, except for the drunk dudes passed out on the beach, you left them a map. Good
yeah,
job.
He's like, yeah, those Greeks know where we are. They're going to be here tomorrow. And I'm like, what do you think is going to happen to them? Because it's going to be the same thing that happened to you, where...
Yeah, you're going to just wait.
Somebody's going to take them out there, and then they're going to leave, and then those dudes with the guns are going to be there, and they'll probably just shoot them this time. Like,
they're like, no, I mean... Your best chance is, like, just wait for somebody to come and then scream at them when they do come. Like, get the fuck out of here and bring help because we're trapped or whatever, you know? And then you have to go to war with an entire village. Whatever.
The whole plan that they end up doing at the end, they should have just done before. Jesus. Like...
Right. They should
distract and run. That's what they should have done.
Distract and run.
The entire time. Not, like...
Not with
waiting around.
The very end.
Anyway, but
yeah, so they get him back up. Then they start hearing the phone again. They're like, okay, we got to go in there and find this phone.
Somebody go back.
It's like it's their only thing. So now both girls decide to go in there, or one goes and then the other joins, or whatever. I don't know. They're trying to build up their best frenzy ship, whatever. But even though you can tell neither of them like each other.
Right.
But they're best friends, hashtag. I love it when characters in movies are supposed to be best friends, but the way the characters are written, they obviously don't like each other. And it's super intentional. It's intentional for sure, but there's that breakdown of, like, what do you do under pressure if you really don't like your friends? So yeah, so they're finally in the ruins inside this temple, and it's just covered in the vines, and they're still hearing this thing, and so they follow the sound to another room, which, fuck that. Like, there's so many vines, it's so claustrophobic, I couldn't handle it. And so they find the dead body of the woman from the beginning of the film, and she's clutching the phone still. The phone is completely, like, smashed, it's not working. That's when the fucking vines start singing. Basically, these vines are mimicking.
I hate it. I hate when non-human things mimic humans. It is, like, one of the creepiest things to me. Like, the scene in Annihilation, I just wanted to cry. Like, I was like, I hate that. Please stop. When that bear is, like, making this green noises or whatever. I don't know what... I think it's just because it's so foreign. Like, it's such a thing that's, like, against the natural order of things. You know what I mean? Like, something, like, mimicking human sounds.
Well, and animals do it. They can, and certain birds can do it too, because they start mimicking their
their predators in an insidious way.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, a fucking plant better not be doing this. I mean, plants evidently do emit sound, but it's too high of a frequency for us to listen to, which also fucking creeps me out. Like, the idea of the happening scares the shit out of me, but that movie sucked. But the idea was great. Execution, not so much, but that's another movie. But yeah, it's the same thing. Like, plants, because plants are, they outnumber us.
Oh, yeah.
So, if anything...
If plants were sentient, we'd be fucked. Like,
Oh, yeah. Super fucked. Because we're fucking them over. We're deforesting, like, the deforestation, all of that stuff. Like, we're killing them. They turn around and fucking kill us.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why I like movies like this, because in essence, it's a monster movie.
Yeah.
Where these humans should not be here, and they're treading on their territory, and therefore will be fucked.
Is it after that that Stacy wakes up with the vines growing out of her leg?
No, I think that was like the first night.
Oh, okay.
That body horror. Fucking shit growing into people.
Yeah, I hate it. You've seen Blair. You've seen Blair Witch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did we watch that for the podcast? Did we watch that with Blair Witch Project?
I know it was the first one, but I don't remember. I know you're talking about the most recent one.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I hate that. Like, stuff growing out of.
And it's all over the German as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's just got open wounds everywhere. Oh, wait. We forgot chopping his legs off.
Well, no, we haven't even gotten there yet, because that was a decision that is made later for some fucking stupid-ass reason.
After they find out about the plant singing.
Yeah. They're like, you know what we should do? Chop his legs off.
He's like...
I'm in med school.
He's like...
And then he's talking
gonna
about...
die. He's got sepsis.
He's like, septicemia. And they're like, what's that? And he's like, well, it's in the bone. I'm like, it's not.
It's the blood.
It's the blood thing. Infection
in
your blood.
Anatomy and I know that. Like,
shit.
I haven't even been to med school.
Like, who put this guy in charge?
I'm like, what? Like, what year of med school are you in? Like, month one?
On some level. Yeah. Did you just get in? You're like, day one. On some level, I'm really glad this guy doesn't make it, because he would have gone on to be a real bad doctor.
The jump from...
These plants are doing God's work, you know what I'm saying?
The jump from he is going to die if we don't... the jump to we need to chop his legs off is just such a big one to me. I'm just like, that's not... How is that better when you don't have the proper thing to do it with? He's like, oh, I have this hunting knife.
I have this knife and a rock.
What? You don't have...
He can't even feel his legs.
You don't have anything to sterilize it with. So you're only going to make the infection worse. Chopping off his leg doesn't... fix the bone issue, even if that's how sepsis worked, like, because now more of his bone is going to be exposed. Like, there's just no...
Yeah, I'm sure there's infection everywhere at this point. It's not just...
This is not a good decision.
This is like bone that's been exposed. Like, it's definitely infected.
Well, and he's already... That guy was going to die no matter what. Like,
yeah, he's super dead.
Yeah.
So that's why, in my head, and I get that these are just, like, human beings who wouldn't think, oh, we need to just kill this guy because he's just in pain. You know, like, not everybody just, hardly anybody actually really thinks like that. Especially when you're under all this pressure.
Right.
And, you know, but, like, you gotta look at this guy and go, and, like, I would be saying, like, just kill me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no way I'm making it out of this. My back's broken. I'm being eaten by plants. I definitely
plants
have.
Plants are fucking eating me. Just kill me.
Yeah. I'm like, let's just go. Like, and, like, it takes a while for the girl to get to the Stacy chick to get to that point. Because she's, like, going crazy because they're, like, growing inside her.
Yeah.
Like, definitely fucking kill me then. I've. Plants growing inside me. Yeah, it's really shitty. And it was a good display of disintegration.
Yeah.
Mental disintegration.
Yeah.
That she sold it. I really like that Stacy character. And she was so just like almost displaying like an actual some sort of mental patient where she was really just going slowly crazy because these things are fucking with her brain, and
well, yeah, and like your body, you're not not feeling in control of your body.
Yeah. And that's horrific.
Yeah.
Like the stories of people going into the Amazon or wherever and getting like the bot flies, anything like that. I'm just like, nope, stop.
The what?
Bot flies?
What is that?
They burrow into your skin and lay eggs. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a sister who likes to find the most disgusting things on YouTube and send them to me, so. Yeah. No. They have to suffocate them with duct tape and then pull them out. Because they have, like, little spines. Like, I'd rather have leeches on me. Like, I don't want shit in my skin. Like, no.
I mean, leeches you can remove. Like, it doesn't, right. I'm sure it doesn't feel good. And I definitely don't want that to happen to me. But, like, they're not, like, in your body.
Burrowing into my skin, yeah. And that is, like, true horror. Like, because it happens. That shit happens. Like, animals just try to get into wherever, you know? Bugs, insects,
animals try to get into wherever.
They're survivalists, Erin. If there's an opening, yes. They're going in.
That makes me think of that.
And plants, too,
this
evidently.
So this makes me think of that episode. There's an episode of Jackass. Where Steve-O goes into this dunk tank of water that they have, like, gotten from some, like, shitty lake or something that potentially has those, like, parasites that will go up your pee hole.
Sounds like something Steve-O would do.
So that's what that makes me think of. And every time I see, like, dirty water, like, someone getting in dirty water, I'm like, yeah, stuff going up your pee hole.
I'm really impressed that Steve-O hasn't died of sepsis.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Impressed. Yeah. That dude is always in shit. Like, always. Always.
Or, like, anything. Any other. I wonder how many times he's had, like, awful. Oh my god, this is so unrelated. They were apparently filming a reality contest show that was about a giant slip and slide, like, to show after the Olympics. Like, they were making this giant slip and slide and people were going down it, and they had to stop production because of a massive Giardia outbreak. People were having explosive diarrhea. Which is not funny, because that could be potentially fatal if you
get super
dehydrated and stuff. Like, but, like, that Giardia is, like, passed from, like, fecal to mouth. So.
I don't know how we got this far off track, but.
You know, you telling me that animals will find a way in any hole. That's how we got here.
Oh, it's my fault, I see.
So she got vines growing out her body.
Yeah, she's fucked.
And they try to get everyone's them out, fucked. And they don't succeed, and then she just decides she's gonna do it. I was like,
Well, so, like, she's, yeah, so, like, these things, remember, are, like, talking, even if you don't hear them all the time, and I think they're on some sort of frequency through the entire time, because, like, I am unnerved watching this, so I think there's some sort of sound editing going on there that's supposed to make you feel, like, all fucked up. But she starts hearing, like, the vines telling her to, like, cut herself up and stuff, or something. Like,
well, they can mimic her voice. So I think what she's hearing, and I can't remember what the words were, but I think what she was hearing is, like, them repeating things that she had said, or, like,
yeah.
That,
and maybe her friend has said it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, and she's also, like, thinking that her friend and her boyfriend are having sex and stuff. Like, she's really going up.
Yeah. Yeah. They, like, the, maybe that's what the vines were, like, making noises that made her think that they were, even though when she comes out of the tent, they're clearly, like, fully clothed.
Yeah, they're just sitting there. They're like, what?
He's like comforting her or whatever.
Yeah, and then she's just like, she's a piece of shit. And then they start fighting.
Right. It's just the vines. The vines are driving her nuts.
And that's when the vines just decide to up and kill good old Mattias.
Mattias.
Whatever it is. He just has different names every time now. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. They're just, like, totally all...
They're choking him. In his mouth. They're in his... They're, like, choking him out. And, like, this is after they have, like, put him through brutal trauma of cutting his legs off with a knife and rock. Because that's what med students do. And so this is why I know I love the Eric character. It's because when he dies, when the...
He gets drug away by the plants.
He gets drug away by the plants, and he looks at it and goes, well, I'm glad we cut his legs off. And I'm like, God damn it. I fucking love you. And just so fucking, like, all of the, like, the, it's like, not, I'm like, your passive aggressiveness is so on point, dude. Bravo. And that was the moment for me. I'm like, this movie is amazing.
So then, is it Stacy who dies next?
No, well, she's cutting herself up in the morning. Right. She gets out of her tent and the vines are telling her to...
She's trying to get all of them out of her body.
Yeah, so she's cut off her face, like, all her forehead, and she's, like, peeled back the skin of her thigh. It's great. And so the boyfriend is trying to help her, and she's in this state of, like... So Eric, the poor Eric... just gets stabbed right in the heart.
Yeah.
Because she just turns around and stabs him.
Forgot about that.
And that was pretty sad. I was like, I get that it had to happen. Because he was fine.
Right.
I'm like, this dude's fine. He's going to just get suddenly killed. Like, this guy has some moss growing on his shirt. Other than that, he's good to go. We're just going to fucking murder him. And, of course, the plants right away. Like, the plants are really, like... It's weird. They're like, they get aggressive in weird opportune times.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as plants, either they're lazy or they're just like, maybe they get spurts of energy or something. Cause they're not always like that. They're just like, they're just watching.
They just wait for the right moment.
Yeah.
They wait for easy food. They're like, they're vulnerable now. Take them.
Yeah. Very vulnerable in the heart of this temple, finding this dead body. They could have easily killed both those chicks right there, though. And they didn't. But whatever, maybe they're weak, too, and we just haven't found that, like...
Yeah, we don't get a lot of backstory on the plants, so...
Yeah, so we're just kind of guessing that they're just old and cranky and hungry.
The hungry
plants. Yeah, so I identify as these plants. Also make shrill noises when I'm upset.
I identify as haunted vines.
Yeah. And so once she realizes that she's killed her boyfriend, the love of her life, remember, this is the couple that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. They like each other.
She's like, just fucking kill me. She's like, just kill me. It's just do that. And so the plants start repeating it, too. They're like, yeah, kill her. Do it. We are hungry. This is the best day ever. We have had three bodies.
I mean, there's a lot of plants, though. I'm sure it takes, like...
Yeah.
You know.
I get it. That would have been a cooler thing, too. Like, people get lured here for sacrifice. Which is kind of what I thought it was going to be at first, because at the very beginning, the German's kind of watching these people like he wants them for something. But that didn't really go anywhere. Maybe he was just looking at the girl.
I think that was just like a misdirect.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Like, you thought he was doing something sketchy, but really he just needed someone to help find his brother.
Yeah, he was set up as being nefarious, like a little bit more.
I knew he wasn't going to be, though, because when she tries to make out with him, he's like, no, you need to come get your friend. She's drunk. I'm not going to make out with her.
Yeah, so right away I'm like, that's diverted. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So, but then my mind keeps on that path going, this would be cool if they, like, I guess it's more like Hostel in that sense where they're luring people out to something, to, you know, whatever. But either, both of them worked. But so now Eric, Stacy, and the German dude are dead. And now they're like, okay,
Okay, we gotta run.
Now let's run diversion.
And the keys to the Jeep, right? Whose Jeep was that?
It was the people that were there before.
Oh, okay.
She found the keys to it. So he's like, here's the keys. Okay. Oh, yeah, because that was plot point. I'm like, well, those will come in handy later. Right. Because she finds them right when they get to the top. Okay. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not going to be a thing. So this is Jeff's shining fucking moment.
Right.
Where I just don't like you, but I have to listen to you fucking talk anyway. So they rub blood all over Amy.
I was confused at first when they started doing that. I was like, wait, what is their fucking plan here? And then I was like,
they're not zombies. What are you doing?
Oh, he's making it look like she's dead. Okay, got it.
At first, I'm like, you're just infecting her. What are you doing?
I was like, this isn't good. What's happening?
So he carries her down. She's acting dead, playing possum. And then he starts walking them away from her while he's talking to them, even though they don't understand him. And he's telling her, he's like it's like his monologue. Like, he's like, you don't even know us. Let me tell you who we are. And they're like, please tell us.
We don't understand what you're saying.
They're like, yes, let's go into it. And so once he has them far enough, she takes off and runs and they shoot him.
Right. And she drives off in the Jeep.
Yeah, she makes it, barely.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Oh, until we see the Greeks show up.
Yeah, they finally do show up. It's never said when, but it's definitely after she leaves.
I'm assuming it's, like, later that day or the next day.
Right, I was going to say, so she didn't even cross them, so they were definitely far off.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to be there the next day. It definitely wasn't that, because they were up on those ruins for like 2 fucking
days. Right, like they missed, the Greeks were like, now we're going to get drunk another day, then we'll go find them.
Yeah.
So yeah. I
know that there's a deleted alternate ending where when she's driving away in the Jeep, you do see vines moving under her, in her face.
Oh, like the Descent.
Yes, but the test audiences didn't like that, so they went the other way, that she just escaped. And this is where I really kind of wished it had been Stacy. Like, I wish Amy had been the one that had gotten
eaten by the vines.
Yes. But, hey, this is what we got. But yeah, it was rather simple. Just things getting progressively worse and worse and worse. until you go with the idea that you should have gone with in the beginning.
The first day, you know, then maybe all of you would have gotten saved.
The first suggestion. The very first suggestion. Nope. Yep.
Somebody gets away in the Jeep.
Always go with your
gun. Get somebody to help them. Yeah. You can follow us on social media at Bad Girls Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can listen to us, you know, anywhere you get your podcasts.
And remember, watch horror, be scared, have fun.
Medical authorities have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.